I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Just ahead, when a young woman died in Iraq in 2005, the Army said it was suicide. Why her family does not believe it. The case of Lavina Johnson. We'll talk about it in just a few minutes. But first, the Democratic National Convention is right around the corner. It's the official end to what has been one of the most hard-fought presidential primaries in recent years. Everybody knows that Senator Barack Obama has long since collected enough delegates to make him the party's nominee later this month. But some of Senator Hillary Clinton's supporters say they aren't done yet. They are talking about putting her name in nomination anyway, to provide catharsis, perhaps, to supporters who are disappointed by her failure to secure the nomination. This has sparked all kinds of conversation, so where better to check in on the buzz than the blogosphere? So we're checking in with Dara Murphy, a blogger with People United Means Action, or PUMA, and Pamela Merritt, who writes the Angry Black, well, we can't say it, but it rhymes with witch blog. Welcome to you both.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you for having me.
Dara, I want to start with you. Actually, PUMA didn't start out standing for People United Means Action. It started out as Party Unity My, and I can't say that either, but it involves a donkey. So why was this group started? What's it all about?
Well, we started at the end when right around the time that Senator Clinton suspended her campaign, I think in response to, well, it's a large movement, and our PAC is People United Means Action and always has been. And the larger PUMA movement includes lots of bloggers and Yahoo groups, Facebook groups across the country. And there's definitely that sort of sense of defiance and a sense of we want everyone to know that the party is at this point is not united. From here on out, the voters in the Democratic Party who voted for Senator Clinton wanted to affect some changes in the party itself.
So what about this idea of putting her name in nomination? Good idea, bad idea?
Well, I think it's just a normal idea, really. It happens every 4 years at conventions. The nominees are put into nomination during the first and second roll call votes. So I'm a little bemused and sort of surprised that this is even an issue.
Pamela, what about you? You blogged about this in a very amusing and scandalous fashion, I must say, which I cannot read all of. But we'll try to capture the flavor as best you can.
My major concern was that it was sending a message that women involved in politics needed some sort of symbolic issuing of her name in as a candidate. And the tone of it was as if there needed to be some sort of emotional walking through of this whole thing, which I understand. But I think there's also some very serious policy issues on this and platform issues that need to be addressed and that aren't, you know, that we need to build some action around.
Well, let me just give a flavor of it. And I think it's funny, you're both being very serious, but your blogs are both very irreverent. So let's give a little flavor of that. Pamela, here's what you wrote. You wrote, "My feminist sensibilities are beyond offended by the notion that women supporters need to yell and scream before they can come together right now. Sing it like the Beatles, baby, in support of Senator Obama. Have y'all lost your damn minds?" Dara, what about that?
Well, I think that's fun, and I actually think I probably agree with Pam on that, that oftentimes, and we still see this continuing, that Hillary Clinton is framed as a woman's leader or that women's involvement in politics is somehow different from everyone else's involvement in politics. And that goes back to this whole question of being put in nomination. I think she's being asked to unify the party when I think normally what we should be saying is that's Barack Obama's job right now as the supposed head of the party. I think it's his job to unify the party, not Hillary Clinton's job.
But talk to me a little bit about the ongoing source of dissatisfaction here. I mean, on policy questions, it strikes me that this was often commented on during the campaign. The two of them are very close on policy questions, and that people's sort of support for either kind of broke down on the question of who would be a better general election candidate in the fall and who was more likely to be a change agent. So on that basis, what's the ongoing source of anger for you or for the other people who are part of the PUMA movement?
The ongoing sense of anger is at the DNC, at the party structure, Howard Dean. And now I think Senator Obama has to take responsibility for that as well. During the primary campaigns, he's a candidate, and it's his job to strategize. I think it was a very short-term damaging strategy to use divisive tactics like race baiting and blanket accusations of racism, you know, accusing Bill Clinton of being a racist. That's done, but it did divide the party, and it's been the job of the DNC since then, and hopefully with Barack Obama's help, to bring it back together.
Well, I'm going to have Pamela deal with that because I think that the whole argument about who is race baiting kind of goes both ways. But I do want to point out that part of in your blog, you suggest that party leaders partly stole the election from Senator Clinton. And I guess I think a lot of people find that curious, given how many party leaders supported her. She was the front runner for months, and she had people all up and down the party apparatus who were supporting her in states. So I guess I'm just wondering how
is it possible she was the front runner up until about the first primary. So I think we have to go back and be serious about when we say she was the front runner. I think our view is that a series of events happened over the course of the campaign that made it clear that as a woman candidate, she was going to be have to compete with at least one a hand tied behind her back in terms of a media onslaught that was also so. Senator Obama,
but
I think
how's that the party's fault?
Because I think early on, Senator Obama realized, and Howard Dean also realized, that the Obama campaign would benefit from the sexism that we saw unleashed. And so they sat back and didn't do anything. Now, I understand that Senator Obama is trying to win the nomination, but I think that it was a clear abdication of leadership on the part of Howard Dean and all of the other party leaders to not stand up even once and say, enough with that.
Okay, Pamela.
And I'd like to step in there. My concern from the get-go was that the party didn't stand up exactly to address the issue of race. And I don't even know if it's appropriate to call some of the statements that were made in some of the campaign tactics that structured around the issue of whether he was a Muslim or not as race baiting. I think we walk away from this as somebody who loves politics and feels very passionately that politics can be a useful tool to move society forward. We walk away from it with the notion that the Democratic Party has serious issues with race and has serious issues with class and has serious issues with sexism. And I would never stand before anybody as a feminist and as an activist and say that sexism wasn't a part of this campaign. But the racism that I felt was a huge part of the campaign in framing Barack Obama as a black candidate, I felt that that wasn't addressed either.
I've got to jump in just for a minute to say, if you're just joining us, you're tuning in to Tell Me More from NPR News. We're talking with bloggers Pamela Merritt and Dara Murphy about the upcoming Democratic National Convention. And we'd like to hear from you. What do you think about putting Senator Hillary Clinton's name on the name in nomination? To tell us more, call our comment line at 202-842-3522. Again, that's 202-842-3522. Or you can go to our website at npr.org/tellmemore and blog it out there. Dara, what's your thought?
Yeah, actually, I couldn't agree with Pamela more. This isn't about emotionalism. This isn't about catharsis or anger. This is about the party rules and the processes of our party that reflect the larger democratic processes that underpin our elections. They're very important. Hillary Clinton's 1,600 and something delegates represent over 18 million voters. They're not cheerleaders. They were elected in their communities. They worked hard to learn about the platform, to be representatives of the platform to the general public, to register voters. They have a job to do. Their job is to go to the convention and vote for the candidate for to whom they are pledged. And they are pledged to that candidate based on the results of primaries and caucuses. This isn't a call into American Idol. This isn't an opportunity for us all to have a big cry or a hug. This is a chance for elected delegates to vote for their candidate and for the candidate of the people they represent.
But what about the argument that there's just a lot at stake here, and if Senator Clinton has made her peace with the outcome and said it's time to move on, then it's time to move on?
She doesn't really have that privilege. No one has that privilege. The moving on is a nice idea, but I would argue that what's actually at stake is unity in the party going forward, no matter what happens on November 4th.
But, Pam, it sounds to me, and this has got to be the sort of a final thought and has to be brief, it just sounds to me, that just from this conversation, that there's still a lot of anger on both sides, despite the fact that people are going into the fall campaign. And do you think that that's true? And how should that get worked out? I mean, why not work it out at the convention? Have a group
Michelle,
hug.
Yeah. Well, Michelle, you know that I'm a huge fan of anger.
Yeah, but, I get that, yeah.
But absolutely, there's anger and frustration on both sides. You know, those of us who have experienced the anger and frustration of a lack of party unity over LGBT equality issues or a lack of party unity over affirmative action, the varying views within the Democratic Party over how to reform health care, are familiar with the fact that, that's why there is a platform debate. That's why the platform is ever changing. And I think part of how we work through this is when we come together understanding that I've never really understood, I've never embraced the notion that unity means that everybody agrees. And unity doesn't mean that when you have a debate, somebody changes their mind. Unity means that people voice their concerns. But the way we come together is understanding that I don't have to win over somebody to respect where they're coming from. And then we look at the fact that this country is in great trouble. And we need to understand that the stakes are high. And how do we elect people up and down the ballot? This is about more than the presidency.
Okay, we have to leave it there. Pamela Merritt blogs at Angry Black Bee. You'll have to fill in the blanks. She was kind enough to join us from member station KWMU in St. Louis. Dara Murphy is a blogger and a member of PUMA. She was kind enough to join us from Boston. You can read her blog at pumapac.org. Thank you both so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle.